22 or a 38, and it will silence you. Dear sir, that is a silencer. But if you should see a lady who has the kind of waist that measures 22, and she's 38 where it is great to measure 38, dear sir, she is a silencer. Dear sir, I'm her. I don't use a knife, don't need a gun. My equipment's a lot more deadly, son. Dear sir, I am a silencer. And if you're a man not made of wood, when I flip my hips, I'll quiet you for good. I'll brush your lips and crush your lips and nicely hush your lips. Dear sir, I am a silent. Dear sir, don't stir, don't move, relax. Loosen your tie. Don't be afraid. Take off your shoes. Don't fight. Lean back. Relax. 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 Oh, sir.
Katschke geht und I wanna dreh wie a Katschke dreht, weil Grußbrecher Fuß gestoppt der Hals, a Machl im Beichl und a Gerl in Schmaus. Yesterday I went to the butcher shop to buy a chicken and a couple of chops. The butcher said that we got Katschke today. Die Katschke heute meine Geber geschrei. I wanna go where the wild goose goes, cause I know more than a wild goose knows. Mein Kopf, sie quetscht und mein Pipik so drückt. It won't be long, I'll be abgeflickt. Butcher said that it weighs 10 pounds. Oh, it's a beautiful Katschke, lady, a magnificent gun. $6, it's a material, lady, you'll buy it. Die Katschke cried, ach, Mones, I don't wanna live by it. Ich muss gehen, wo der Waldguss muss, bevor der Scheuchert hat er auf mein Nuss. Waldguss, Bruder, Guss, Rappa, Cholatschke, bald a gonna lay via tete Katschke. Let me fly, let me fly, let me fly a dick. Oh, you see, for fallen, it ain't no use. Der Butcher, he verkauft mir heim a Kuckuck. I got to be brave, for real balabatis. Goodbye, little chickens, don't forget to say Kaddish. I can't go where the wild goose goes, cause I must go where the shechet goes. I'll be up gesalz, I'll be in a top. I'm a kevin butcher, so I'm stinking from cob.
Oh. went back home. Back, never to roam. Back where I was born. Back, never to roam. Hey, mother. I haven't forgotten you. Hey, sister. I haven't forgotten you. And my little darling, I haven't forgotten you or two. So please, 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 don't you feel blue.
Don't you feel blue.
And I'll tell you the reason I went to the city, tried to get rich. Ah, but what a pity. Got sick and tired, found out in time that all those things that I wanted weren't worth a dime. I'm so glad I'm a back of home. Back where I belong. Back never to roam. Oh, back, 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 back with you in my arms. I got so homesick, I get so homesick, yes I do, homesick. I get so homesick, oh yeah, I get so homesick.
I must have fallen asleep where I was parking, and then I dreamed two dogs were talking. Take my word, it was the doggonest thing you ever heard. said,
Mama will bark.
You look so lovely in the moonlight.
Yes, but Papa will bark.
Your eyes are shining like the starlight.
Yes, but Mama will bark.
Your lips are so inviting, darling. Give me one more kiss.
Mama will spank.
The night is young and you are here so near.
But Papa will spank.
Please let me whisper in your ear, my dear.
But Mama will spank.
This is the moment I have dreamed of, darling. Oh, what a bliss. I think that I shall never see a tree as lovely as thee.
Take me right home.
I wish the night would never end.
I know, but Papa will spank.
I'd like to be more than a friend.
I know, but Mama will bark.
You know I'm crazy about you, honey. Give me one more kiss. Give me a kiss.
I really have to go. My ma will worry.
Give me a kiss.
It's getting late. I really have to hurry. Well, just a teensy weensy little one, and then good night.
Give me your paw.
Something inside me says I really shouldn't.
Let me hold your paw.
If it was anybody else, I wouldn't.
Give me your paw.
The way you make me stay out late with you, it just ain't right.
I swear that I shall never see a canine lovely as thee. Hot dog, woof.
Take me right home.
I wish the night would never end.
I know, but Papa will spank.
I'd like to be more than a friend.
I know, but Mama will bark.
You know I'm crazy about you, honey. Give me one more kiss. Ah, so you're the air Dale that's been keeping me thought out late every night, huh? Well, take that. Hot dog, woof.
Rock and roll swings. This is knowing the, let's see, with the left hand, yeah. And the right hand fits in with something like this here. Here we go now. Oh, if that isn't enchanting, nothing is. With this type of beat, you see, you can write practically any of the basic rock and roll type songs like the, I'm so miserable I may cut my throat or any second type thing. Goes like this here. I'm so lonely, I'm so blue, since my baby said we're through. I'm so lonely, I'm so gosh darn blue. Bop, bop, bop. Oh, you gotta put that in there, you know. Not that rock and roll without that. Then there's the, I wanna rock with you, baby doll type thing. Goes like this here. I wanna rock, I wanna roll, I wanna rock, I wanna roll, I wanna rock, I wanna roll, I wanna press my baby to my soul, I wanna rock and roll. Hey, you the bowl, bop, bop, bop. Gotta put that in there, it says you just gotta. Then there's one of my favorites, the Christopher Columbus type song, you know, the Discovery type bit, goes like this here. Now when I saw a pretty girl walking down the street, she had big brown eyes and she looked so neat. I said, oh, baby, how about it then? She said, uh-huh, you just on radar. Skip dad da da do it bop. Go ahead, kids, dance, go crazy. My arm's getting tired. I mean tired. In fact, I'll see you around, boy. I'm gonna go have my left arm repaired now.
I'm sorry, sir. This is a private mountain.
But I only wanted it.
This mountain is reserved for patrons of drive-in theaters.
But
it's a supply depot for all sorts of good things, which people can get at the snack bar. Like soft drinks, hot dogs, good hot coffee, candy bars of all kinds, delicious popcorn, and refreshing ice cream treats.
But I am a patron of this drive-in.
Well, why didn't you say so? Be our guest.
They have taken off my arm, the arm of a Viking prince. What am I to do?
So you're Jack Wilson.
What's it to you, Shane?
I heard a lot about you, Wilson.
I wouldn't push it too far if I were you, Shane.
I heard you're on a low down rotten.
When we're looking at the movie on the big wide screen, and we're really concentrating on a crucial scene, when a guy's being murdered or a baby being born,
oh, somebody tell me why they blow that horn.
Drive-in movie, gonna take you to the drive-in movie. Baby, it's a gonna be so movie. We'll take you to a drive-in movie.
All right, Harrington. I finally caught up with you dirty rat. And you'll never guess what I'm going to do. First of all, I'm going to...
Drive-in movie, gonna take you to the drive-in movie. Baby, it's gonna be so groovy, we'll take you to a drive-in movie.
No, don't push me off the road. No, please, I'll kill you. I'll tell you who killed him. Please, I swear, the murderer was... You went to a horn. One of these days... Pow! Right in the...
Drive-in movie, gonna take you to the drive-in movie. Baby, it's gonna be so groovy, when I take you to a drive-in movie.
driving, baby, that's what you are to me. Teasing, driving, baby, sit around in all the cars and flirt with all the guys. You're nothing but my teasing, driving, baby. Once you were my good gal and stayed true to me. Now you sit in all the cars, the biggest tease to be. You told me that you wanted me, but things are different now. You like to break my heart and laugh, you cheating, driving gal. Oh, driving, baby, that's what you are to me. Oh, teasing, driving, baby. Sit around in all the cars and flirt with all the guys. You're nothing but my teasing, driving, baby. That you wanted me, but things are different now. You like to break my heart and laugh, you cheating, driving gal. Oh, driving, baby, that's what you are to me. Teasing, driving, baby. Sit around in all the cars and flirt with all the guys. You're nothing but my cheating, driving, baby.
That chick, huh? She's real cool. Nothing like that walking around my high school. She's got class, I tell you. Yeah, she's wild. How'd a guy like you latch onto that crazy child? I found that gal at a drive-in movie. She came a-walking up between two cars. She'd been down to buy some candy bars. I rolled my window down. My heart was bumping and jumping around. I found a gal at a drive-in movie. I said, hey, honey, you're gonna get lost. She turned around and a ponytail it tossed. She said, I'm in the wrong aisle. Yeah, what a crazy smile. I found a gal at a drive-in movie. It's right. It's better than walking and wandering around half the night. I found that gal at a drive-in movie. We sat there watching picture show, a horror movie and a monster named Mo. They had him up a tree. He scared that little chick and she cuddled to me. Things got groovy at the drive-in movie. Turn the speaker down just a little lower, honey. Yeah.
This little boy
and this little girl,
their mother and father too. They all have an urge and oh what an urge for something to munch and chew.
Choo choo.
Now he's such a swell and this rings the bell. The popcorn is crispy and hot. Then others again have a terrible yen for a drink then hits the spot.
Go, go.
So if you want candy, the lobby is handy. A condo with sweets and a crew. With your kind permission, we'll have intermission. We're ready
to serve of you.
I, a busy man, went for a stroll, had a lot to do that day. In a sporty car to see the town, decided to see a play. A slinky redhead made a vow, what curves when she did dance. Closer, closer, then somehow I fell into a trance. Saw eyes that took me to Hades, as she danced I went along. It seemed like a nightmare, I saw Satan cruel and debonair. This slinky creature I did fight, 'neath a hissing lake of fire. Her tentacles circled, my spirit sank, and we sank down to Hades. Took me to Hades, as she danced I went along. It seemed like a nightmare, I saw Satan cruel and debonair. This slinky creature I did fight, 'neath a hissing lake of fire. Her tentacles circled, my spirit sank, and we sank down to Hades.
The biggest circus came to town, was headed by the greatest clown, and there were tigers and elephants, lions and kangaroos too, and a little Spanish flea no one could stop, for he had vowed to reach the top. He had ability, energy, and a star quality too, for a little Spanish flea. Why, he could do the most amazing tricks no flea had ever done before. Knew that if they got their kicks, then everyone would stand and shout for more. It seems that if you come from Spain, show business runs right through your veins. And so our Spanish flea climbed the heights, had his name up in lights too. He's the greatest Spanish flea. He's the greatest Spanish flea. And shout for more. Oh! It seems that if you come from Spain, show business runs right through your veins. And so our Spanish flea climbed the heights, had his name up in lights too. He's the greatest Spanish flea.
Thank you.
I walked through the park one day, past a big oak tree, and a mama bird and a baby bird were fighting terribly. What a battle! Now baby birds eat bugs and worms, but this one was a freak. I don't know how it ended, but I heard the baby shriek, "Mama!
I hate bugs, any kind of bugs, every kind of bug, crazy little bug. I hate worms, any kind of worm, every kind of worm, crazy little worms. Now, I like hash, and I like stew, and I like mashed potatoes too, but I hate bugs, any kind of bug, every kind of bug, crazy little bug. My little brother will tell you the same thing if you listen.
I hate bugs, any kind of bug, every kind of bug, crazy little bugs. Now, I hate worms too, any kind of worm, I don't care what kind it is. Every kind of worm, the crazy little worms. I like hash, and I like stew, and I like mashed potatoes too, but I hate bugs, any kind of bug, every kind of bug.
Yeah, crazy little bugs. Don't feed us no more of that, Mommy.
Okay, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good day, and welcome to 2018. I know, I keep saying this every year, like, what? Anyway, we got a whole year coming ahead of us, and you'll notice the edge of apprehension in the choices of background music tonight, because I don't have a good feeling about 2018. I have a better feeling about it than I did of 2017, because there may be light at the end of the tunnel in November, remains to be seen, but... Well, let's see. We'll go through it together, and we'll see what happens. All right. Tonight we have a grab bag edition of just mishmash crap thrown together with your mind in mind. We started with a girl named Joy Lansing. Her birth name was Joy Ray Brown. Imagine that. And she died at the sad age of only 43. She was a habitué of TV. She did a lot of pinup work and B-movies and stuff like that. And that was her song, The Silencer, okay? Geschrei of De Wilde Katschke, which means Cry of the Wild Goose, was Mickey Katz. I guess that's what it means in Katz talk. Homesick was Jimmy Ricks and the Ravens. Remember the Ravens? Babysitting was Carole King. You remember Carole King? Of course you do. And Mama Will Bark after that. This was a very strange one that I just found this week. I had no idea this even existed. That was, believe it or not, Frank Sinatra and Dagmar. Dagmar was Virginia Ruth Egnor, and she came from West Virginia, and she was kind of like Joy Lansing, a denizen of B-movies and TVs and pinups and things like that. The Creators from 1961 gave us Booga Bear, because we needed that. Let's see. Did I mention 1961? Good. Okay. It's called Rock and Roll was Jeff Barry. Jeff Barry, as you may know, is a friend of Carole King's. Remember that? But I like to feature the two of them together. And then we had our little drive-in set. We started with the Carousels and Drive-In Movie, Clyde Easley and Drive-In Baby, and then the Drive-In Movie, same title, different name from good old Mickey Gilley, bracketed with a couple of let's go to the lobby type things. Then we had the Devil Dance from a guy named Bobby Lynn. I don't know, but there he is. And then Kathy Kirby. Kathy Kirby was a pretty good success in England. She did a lot of TV and recording and stuff. That was her version of Spanish Flea. Remember that one? And then Nervous Norvis, little Jimmy Drake out of Memphis, Tennessee. That was I Hate Bugs. And I'm really glad to see there's a lot of new Nervous Norvis stuff being unleashed on us. Not new, of course, because he's been dead for a long time. But hey, cool, huh? All right, so more mishmash with you in mind. Please enjoy.
Hiya, cousin. You say it's pouring rain and you hail a taxi and the meter's going tick-tock. And it's up to 385 and you haven't even pulled away from the curb. So you get out and walk and end up in the hospital with double pneumonia at $1,200 a day and $2,400 for tests, even though they know what you got. And Blue Cross accuses you of carelessness in filling out the forms. You spelt pneumonia wrong. So you sue and you lose. And your lawyer, a close friend, sends you a $1,900 bill. And your wife ain't come home from the movies yet. Is that what's got you murmuring, "I need help" on the bus, Bunky?
Well, lift your head up high with that dignity and gumption your father told you about when you were a tot. $5 to dry clean a tie and you can hang yourself with it and not get dirty marks on your neck. Remember, he who laughs last gets fired first.
Hey there, booby. You say your babysitter calls up, she's got a headache. So you contact a private nurse agency with a $60 minimum and the same girl shows up as the nurse. And you get to the restaurant where you're reserved and after a couple of hours you slip the head waiter a tenner and he puts you at a table right up against the air conditioner. And he gives you two menus the size of Chicago and you can't make out the dishes because of the descriptions. A tender hill of succulent, palpitating, stockyard fresh pink porterhouse, tip drenched in a perfume of pussy willow juice. It's a hamburger, $28.50. And there's a $5 supplement for rolls and butter. And the only dessert on the dinner is fruit jello. And all the rest are a $5 supplement. And if you don't order wine, they charge you for parking. And you get out of there just under $130. And you make it to the theater in time because, as luck would have it, you're chased by a street gang with whips. And it's $12 a piece to get in. And a month later, the picture's on television, and it was a dog anyway. And you're still waiting for the babysitter to come back with your Volvo. Does all this seem to take the yay out of yay team today? Flippo.
Well, shake it off and grit those molars, but watch it, one may chip $500. Is everybody happy? No. Should old acquaintance be forgot? Why not? Is there a doctor in the house? Not if he can help it. Remember, he who lives like a king must be on an expense account.
Hey there, Bunky. You say you take your kid to the circus, and on your way to your seat, you spend $28.50 on a Sprite and a Donald Duck sweatshirt. And he wants a flag that says, "Down with Daddy," $6.50. And the kid who lives next door comes over, and he wants a flag, too, $6.50. And a clown hands you a lollipop. That's free, but with the wrapper and the $7 program book and $6.50, you can get a mask. of the Terminator. And both kids want that mask bad. And they also want a ride on a camel. $4. And $4 to get down. And $1 to throw hay on the elephants. And $5 for flicker lights. And you try to dodge the program man and run into an escaped baboon. And both kids are still screaming for the masks. So you go for the programs and the masks. $27.50 plus tax. And another $8 for two little Zorro whips that make a Z on your cheek. And here comes the other kid's father. And he gives you an argument you shouldn't spoil his kid. And after he asks if he can drop you off, he sticks you with the cab fare. And today you wear the mask all the time because people are looking for you. Because you can't pay the rent. Because you took your kid to the circus while your wife went to Bloomingdale's. Does all this seem to bring back the old twitch, Bunky?
Well, stick out your chest and pull in your tongue and don't let go of the rope. Quicksand! You know, you really look great. If it weren't for the sideburns and the unfortunate smirk, they'd call you Happy-Go-Lucky Harold. And let me tell you something else. He who speaks straight from the shoulder must have an enormous mouth.
You say you bought a box of Kleenex on the layaway plan. And you buy a Milky Way from a kid on a bicycle. And he says it's a dollar minimum between 12 and 2.
With the way that people talk today, there'll soon be no words around. We will eliminate the words we have and talk by making sounds. Like, uh-huh is yes. Uh-uh means no. And means it's hard to tell. And like when you're talking about sharp chicks, man, it's more like... And when a chick is bad, man, it's like, and means, hang on, man, she's something else.
I don't worry, I don't care, I don't worry, cause I won't be there. Gonna be a mixed up, hipped up world about 100 years from now.
A guy will meet a girl one day and ask her to his pad. They'll have a quiet dinner with some music soft and sad.
He'll move up close and take her hand, he'll whisper in her ear. And with loving care and gentle voice, these tender words she'll hear.
I don't worry, I don't care, I don't worry, cause I won't be there. Gonna be a mixed up, hip-hop
world about 100 years from now. Fighting hard for peace, the talks are going on. And at the rate they're going in 1,000 years, they'll still be going strong.
A century is gone, it's 2061, Geneva, Switzerland. The summit talks are going on with all the powers on hand. The gripes are long forgotten, there's peace within our reach. A hush is falling over the world as Russia stands to speak.
Men of Bezeros, Mehmet Kutburum, my poor Christina. Still mad. In a quarter, you might have was the Los Angeles of Disneyland.
I don't worry, I don't care. I don't worry, cause I won't be there. Gonna be a mixed up, hipped up world about 100 years from now. About 100 years from now. About a
mini for Cassini, for Mono, about mini for Cosini,
like that.
Well, if I remember right, it was on a Tuesday night in Las Vegas at a gambling cafe. I had stopped to play roulette and was just about to bet when I heard a voice from out of nowhere say,
"Play number 7. Number 7. You wanna be smart? You better not wait. You better not stop and hesitate.
Well, I nearly had a fit when I saw that number hit, and a lot of pretty girls rushed up to me. Then I told the croupier, I'm continuing to play, but I can't decide what number it should be. Well, I made enough, I'd say, not to work another day, and I only had that little voice to thank. Thought I'd take the cash and go, but the little voice said no, play it one more time and really break the bank. Four? What happened?
Began to shout, "Olé!" He was the pride of the nation, a singing sensation, was he? Though he was just a Spanish flea, a little Spanish flea, a groovy Spanish flea.
I should get out and mow the lawn, but I was still awake at dawn, and I'm that yawn pooped. If I could lift my hand, who knows, I'd scratch that itch between my toes. Hey bud, you mind swat that fly off my nose? The car needs washing, but it'll keep. I've got that pain in my thighs, and just in case I fall asleep, do me a favor, close my eyes. That wife of mine, she just don't think, and when she has that second drink, she never lets me sleep a wink.
Folk singers, from Boston to Bel Air, when people make a lot of money overnight, they're known as the nouveau riche, and they don't know how to spend it. I've a 40-foot Cadillac coupe and six shiny new Alfa Romeos, plus a Bentley where I keep my toupee, and I don't even know how to drive. All my poodles wear chinchilla sweaters, and my chinchillas wear poodle hairdos. I pour Lanvin perfume on my letters, and no coward performs for me live. They call me nouveau riche, and should the stock market crash, I wouldn't blink an eye. My money's tied up in cash. I deal in drilling oil and buying and selling cows, but I make my money from the tax breaks the law allows. Oh, I'm glad to be living in Dallas, where nobody cares what you are. In fact, some of my best friends aren't Jewish. Still, they come to my temple bazaar. Oh, I spent all my weekends in Vegas playing bingo and keno and faro. I have 48 portraits by Degas that I hang on my roughest room door. Oh, my wife wears white gloves when she washes, so she shouldn't catch germs in the bathroom. And I make her wear rhinestone galoshes, so she should look nice at the store. Call me nouveau riche, and really that's okey-doke. As far as I'm concerned, it's better than being broke. So come on by the house, together we'll kick the gong. My name is in the book,
I'm Richard Ching Sing Fung Wang. I'm listed in the Yellow Pages.
It's good to be a Spanish flea. The Spanish dogs all scratch at me. I make my home in a spaniel called Jose or Manuel or what? And I wouldn't put you on. My summer place is some Great Dane in Barcelona, northern Spain. And though it rains in July, I keep dry way up high, 'cause the rain falls mainly in the plain. Ah, but in the winter time I find a cozy St. Bernard. Up the Spanish Alps we climb, complete with antifreeze. More brandy, please. I've got a sweetheart flea, cute kid, lives on a beagle near Madrid. If she can sublet her beagle, I'll make her my legal first wife, and we'll live a dog's life. But if she refuses me, I'm gonna shout, who cares, and move somewheres. Perchance I'll fly to southern France, where any flea can find romance. I'll pack my kitten caboodle and find me a poodle and dance. Excuse me, Rover, which way's France?
Is the story of Satellite Dan. Who wanted to build his own space sedan. It didn't take long to set his plan to buy spare parts to build the space sedan. Everything came by American Express. A mail order space kit to Dan's address. It had a red nose and a yellow tail, and 10,000 parts which were all on sale.
Now everybody calls him Satellite Dan.
Didn't know what he had to face. Training was a must for the solo race. He ate turnip greens to keep him trim, plus vitamin pills for that extra vim. Early one morning you could hear a big sound. See the crowd gather round for dance countdown. The Swiss was released at 0+1, and Dan was away on his first space run.
Oh, everybody calls him Satellite Dan.
They call me Barefooted Beaver. I don't wear no shoes. They call me Barefooted Beaver. I don't wear no shoes. When you see me on the street, you won't find any shoe on my feet. Well, now I was walking down the sidewalk on the main street. I had on a
brand new mohair and wore a silk suit, and my hair was all combed down. My cat walked up and told me, "Son, you look so neat. But tell me now, why don't you have a pair of shoes on your feet?" They call me Barefooted Beaver. Never gonna have it. A new suit on, no shoes on his feet. They call me Barefooted Beaver. I don't wear no shoes. Oh,
Come play a tune on a DJ didgeridoo, a funny instrument that's found in the land of Aborigines in places where they tent. Didgeridoo, didgeridoo, didgeridoo. Now all must gather round to hear the beat of stamping feet, the sounds of the didgeridoo. A didgeridoo is a long hollow pole, 6 to 10 feet long, to play with the beat, and it is quite a feat. They blow, play their song. Didgeridoo, didgeridoo, didgeridoo. And when they hear the sound, they gather round, stamp on the ground, the sound of the didgeridoo. They gather round, stamp on the ground, the sounds of the didgeridoo, do sounds of the didgeridoo, the sounds of the didgeridoo.
And we're back. And have I got a playlist for you? Let me tell you. Starting with, the unease continues with Eddie Lawrence there, and that's The Inflated Philosopher, a bunch of new stuff I found by him. The Kidney Stone Trio after that, 100 years from today. Should have put that in the future show a couple weeks ago, but I don't think I did. I don't know. Anyway, play number 7 was Jim Lowe. It's based on an old vaudeville joke. Takes many forms, kind of like the Aristocrats, except without the... Well, you know, that was Jim Lowe, a guy who got famous singing about the Green Door. The Rhythm Airs after that, Screwdriver. I thought you'd like that. Spanish Flea from The Birthday Boy, Soupy Sales. Today would have been Soupy's birthday. Or not today, I'm sorry, yesterday. Yesterday, Monday. And then Larry Storch, who also had a birthday yesterday. Only this time Larry's alive. He's 95 years old, and that was pooped. Because he is 95 years old, right? Then another discovery from out of nowhere. There's a guy named Stan Ross. He's a knockoff type guy of Alan Sherman. I'm convinced of it because all the songs on that reminded me of Alan Sherman, including this one, Nouveau Riche, from Stan Ross. I think very appropriate for today. And then Alan Sherman himself, the master, his version of Spanish Flea. And then we heard from the Countdowns from 1962. That was, of course, Satellite Dan. Everybody was singing that one for a while. And then Barry Barefoot Beefus gave us the eponymous Barefoot Beefus. That was the name of the song and the artist. His first name was Barry, apparently. And then Ian Whitcomb, You Turn Me On. This was probably his only hit. He was a participant and such as from the old days. I couldn't really find too much specific, but he was in the middle of it. And right now he does a radio show on XM Radio. I couldn't find out where because I didn't look, okay? I don't need the competition here, you know? And then we heard from Gene Marshall, Didgeridoo. As far as I know, he's the only guy that had a career, except maybe Terry Summers, away from the MSR studios. But not really spectacular, but I always liked him. And then the Rockfellers after that, Orange Peel. I dedicate that one to 45 and the fact that he's no substance. All he is a peel, okay? And with no appeal. All right, anyway, I do have a couple more for you. And I'll tell you what, I'll be back next week for some reason. Next week is next week, okay? We'll do a show about next week, all right? I'll see you.
Yet. My bathrobe is here, but where is my pants? The closet is full with ties and pajamas. My cufflinks are there, but where is my pants? It's so hard to realize that you don't put things on a place. I could wear a fancy coat, but without pants beneath a disgrace. I found my galoshes and a package of matzes. It's my shit, it don't make sense. Oy, where is my pants?
Your breakfast I'm making, the blintzes I'm baking. It's ready, the latkes.
Where is my latkes?
Please come to the table. I'll serve lox and bagel. We'll mock with romance.
Where is my pants?
It's so hard to realize that you are such a little schnook. How can I love a yold who lost his pants right off the hook? You'd better mock schnell. The breakfast is burning. I'll make for you poison.
Where is my husband? can I leave the house in jockey shorts? Wait, that's too flimsy. I'm liable to catch a cold. I think I'll call up Dr. Kinsey.
I think I remember
it happened last September. So, honey, don't be braggers. I lost my pants in Las Vegas.
Uh-oh, she woke up. But baby, I was just out with the boys. But baby... Baby, we were just watching the fights on television. Baby! But it can't be 3 o'clock in the morning. The clock must be fast. Now, baby, you put that clock down. Of course I got paid today. Look at here. I got a roll that would choke a mouse. I know you've been working your fingers to the bone. You got the boniest fingers I ever seen. But remember, you promised we'd always be smiling through. Now you're smiling, and I'm through. But baby, you believe me, don't you? Don't answer that. But baby, but baby, you know I love you. Now give me a little kiss. That's better. Yeah, good night, baby.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.